Nigerians revolt at the central bank after a declared old currency is no longer valid. So there's this group of people who are really attached to their old notes, but the old note lovers weren't having it and they sued the central bank. The case went to the Supreme Court. Crazy part about this is that the central bank now has a CBDC backed by the law and the full sovereignty of Nigeria. It is a new form of cash and Nigerians need a special digital wallet to access, hold and use it. Government total control, in other words. I mean, I get that digital currencies are all the rage these days, but can we really trust a currency that's controlled by a central authority?
Nigerians' rejection of their CBDC is a cautionary tale for other countries. Nigerians are protesting the African country's digital currency and demanding renewed access to paper money. Despite government incentives. By Nicholas Anthony. Nicholas Anthony is a policy analyst in the Cato Institute's Center for Monetary and Financial Alternatives. In Nigeria, citizens have taken to the streets to protest the nation's cash shortage, further objecting to the government's implementation of a central bank digital currency, CBDC. The shortage came about due to cash restrictions aimed at pushing the country into a 100% cashless economy. Yet, instead of adopting the CBDC, Nigerian protesters are demanding paper money be restored. The country's experience strongly suggests the average citizen understands that CBDCs present a substantial risk to financial freedom while providing no unique benefit. When the U.S. Federal Reserve solicited comments on CBDCs, more than two-thirds of the commenters were concerned about the risks to financial privacy, financial freedom and the stability of the banking system. Further, CBDCs really don't add anything novel to the market in terms of benefits for consumers. To the extent people want it, many currencies are available in digital forms through debit cards, payment apps and even prepaid cards. That much should be clear from the abysmal adoption rate in Nigeria, where less than 0.5% of Nigerians have used the CBDC. CBDC adoption incentives in Nigeria have failed. The Nigerian government has unleashed a flurry of tricks to spur adoption, but none has proven effective. To its credit, the Nigerian government initially tried to encourage use through modest measures. In August 2022, it removed access restrictions so that bank accounts were no longer required to use the CBDC. Then, in October, it offered discounts if people used the CBDC to pay for cabs. Yet, neither effort proved to be fruitful. Put simply, Nigerians prefer cash. Unfortunately, the Nigerian government doubled down and moved to more drastic measures by restricting cash itself. In December, the Central Bank of Nigeria began restricting cash withdrawals to 100,000 Nairas per week for individuals and 500,000 Nairas for businesses. To make matters worse, the Nigerian government also chose to redesign the currency during this time in a move aimed at restoring the control of the Central Bank of Nigeria, CBN, over currency in circulation, and to further deepen the push to a cashless economy, according to a CBN press release. So not only are citizens limited in how much they may withdraw, but the commercial banks also don't have the cash to give out because many are still waiting for the newly designed cash to arrive. With these restrictions in place, the Nigerian government managed to drain the economy of cash and set the stage for the CBDC to finally have its moment in the spotlight. Note the Agenda 2030 requires a CBDC. The goal is being reached in many ways. Different countries, different moves. Western worlds would have ICE 9 as it is easier as no room for resistance. Welcome to the Agenda.
Is anything like that unless you can prove vaccination. The man's just dropped it just now, right? He's basically said, second week of September, nobody in his country are going to be able to access any of these things. So now I'm expecting the banks to clear out. So anybody that don't have vaccination, I suggest you go and get your money. And you go get your money right now, right? Because he's just declared it now in Nigeria. If you ain't got this vaccination, right, you ain't going to have no access to your money, right? So you go and you go and get your money, right? This ain't a drill. This is the real deal, right? If you're in Nigeria right now, I suggest you go and draw your money out of the bank, right?
Also, you will not be allowed to access banking services in Edo State from the middle of September if you have not been vaccinated. So from the second week of September, people may not be allowed to worship in churches and mosques without showing proof of their vaccination cards at the gates. Similarly, people will not be allowed to event centers for parties or receptions without showing proof of their vaccination cards at the gates of these occasions. We have made adequate arrangements with security to prevent anybody who does not have a vaccination card from accessing any of these events. Also, you will not be allowed to access banking services in Edo State from the middle of September if you have not been vaccinated.